It's Thursday morning. It's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. And you know, I drug them in here. And now, the Bagpipe Brothers, Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman. Well, it's Turkey Day. And I know you guys want to go eat. Giddens wants to eat all day.
But he's already eating.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me, but, I got him in here for just a little while. And we'll be back again tomorrow to do our picks and
you pulled me from the Thanksgiving table for this.
I didn't pull you. No, you wanted to come in here and talk about everything you're going to... You know, this will be a shorter conversation today if we talk about what he doesn't eat today.
It really would be. We'd be here for 5 minutes.
All right, what are we doing first?
Mad Libs.
Let's get it.
Thanksgiving themed.
You know who's first.
All right, Gins, let's start with the place.
The dinner table.
God.
You live at the dinner table.
He's going to die there, too.
Unpleasant smell.
You don't need to ask me that for Giddens.
What he did in the RAV4?
After baked beans.
Aromaless kitchen.
God.
A household object.
He mouthed plunger at me, but I got, how about, let's go with liquid.
Roto-Rooter.
Liquid Drano.
Roto-Rooter. It's all the same thing. After you eat, you're going to need all three of them.
A noun.
Let's go with cheese wheel.
You'd probably eat a whole cheese wheel, wouldn't you? Yep. You're like Jerry and Tom
Depends
and Jerry.
Depends on which cheese it is.
Food.
How about some candied yams?
Animal.
Snuffleupagus. Is that an animal?
Yeah. Don't know what kind, but it is.
Adjective.
Cooked.
And squeezing is not an adjective, Giddens.
It's cooked. Not?
No.
Mid.
The ribs.
A verb ending in ing.
Sour show, Giddens.
Squandering.
A funny phrase.
That's what Giddens said in the Mexican restaurant yesterday. I am full.
Yeah, full of something.
You're right. That's a funny phrase.
Let's see. Can I say Kevin Overton playing defense? How about that?
An object.
Pocahontas.
It's not an object.
Close enough.
Okay.
Food.
Everything.
Yes.
Yes.
The menu.
Yeah, thank you.
The entire turkey.
When they hand him a menu, he says, thank you. That'll do.
Grandma's applesauce.
And an adjective. Last one.
Sweet.
It's called the Thanksgiving Dinner Disaster. Every year, Giddens' family gathers at dinner table for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
But this year was different.
Uh-oh.
The moment they walked in, they smelled an aromaless kitchen.
That's not good on Thanksgiving.
Giddens' uncle was trying to cook the turkey using liquid Drano instead of an oven, while his cousin kept yelling that the stuffing looked like a cheese wheel.
Wow.
Hey, I'd take cheese stuffed turkey. That sounds pretty good.
That's cooked with liquid Drano?
Well, I don't know about that.
I'll fry you a turkey in some liquid Drano. Let's see how long you tell about it.
When it was finally time to eat, Grandma proudly served her famous candied yams on a plate shaped like Snuffleupagus.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You had the trunk.
But before they could take a bite, the dog burst in wearing a mid sweater and started squandering around the table.
A mid sweater.
Everyone panicked until Grandpa shouted Kevin Overton's playing defense and threw a Pocahontas to distract the dog.
Oh, my God.
In the end, the Giddens family all sat down, shared Grandma's applesauce, and agreed it was the most sweet Thanksgiving ever.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Too sweet.
Too sweet.
David? Another Thanksgiving themed one. All right. Start with an object.
An object. How about a an antenna?
Adjective.
Adjective. What about gruesome?
That's your next favorite adjective after
random noun.
Random noun. How about Cheerios? Just throw it out.
Silly object.
Silly object. Giddens, fork, and spoon.
Those aren't silly.
Those are silly.
Those are workhorses.
No, those are silly because they never get used. You just eat with your hands. Always something in your mouth. Not true.
A funny word.
A funny word?
Yeah.
Smorgasbord.
Lord, I don't even know how to spell that.
Just put buffet.
Verb ending in ing.
Cooking.
Kitchen utensil.
Spatula.
Food.
Grits.
Vehicle.
Yugo.
Chant or phrase.
War damn.
I'm not saying that, David, so you're going to have to say it when we get to it.
Well,
dessert.
What's wrong with that? Why can't you say that?
I'm not saying it on the eve of the Iron Bowl.
No, you got to. All right.
Dessert.
Lemon ice box pie.
That's a good one.
Last one, adjective.
Plummeting. No, that's not. That's not good. Let's see.
Squeezing.
It's always the adjective for David.
Yeah, well, I know that's verb. I was going to say plummet somehow. Sensuous.
What?
Sensuous. You don't know what sensuous is?
Sensual?
No, sensuous. Since you was up, get me something to drink.
Since you was up.
I'm guessing on the spelling there. The title of the story is The Weirdest Thanksgiving Tradition Ever. David's family has a Thanksgiving tradition that confuses everyone. Every year, right before the meal, they gather around a giant antenna in the living room.
Yep, there you go.
Then Uncle Bob puts on his gruesome slippers and recites a poem about Cheerios while waving Giddens' fork and spoon in the air.
There you go.
After that, they take turns doing the official family dance called the smorgasbord, which mostly involves cooking in circles until someone gets dizzy.
Let them cook.
That don't take long to get us dizzy.
Once the dance is over, Grandma bangs a spatula on the table 3 times and shouts, "Bring forth the grits."
Bring forth the grits, yep. Baby.
The youngest family member carries it in on a Yugo while everyone else chants,
"War damn!"
dramatically. They end the night by sharing lemon icebox pie and telling each other how sensuous the tradition has become over the years.
That's a great Thanksgiving right there, bub.
Yep.
You know, you're spatting on the table with a spatula and chanting war damn and eating lemon icebox pie. What can be wrong with that?
Bring forth the grits because they're sensuous.
Bring forth the grits. Put a little shrimp in them.
What I want to know is, can you stand up and show us the smorgasbord right now?
You don't want to see that. The smorgasbord is a buffet. You would be the one to dance that number, buddy.
It's probably pretty mid.
Pretty mid. You're the Riz.